probably do one more question before I get hauled away. So I'm sorry if you were queuing, but I think I need to make this.
Yeah, this is going to be a great transition because PSA, I'm 100% Arab. I've been in the USA for 3 years. I fled the Middle East and an Islamic marriage, never again. If you're planning to bring the Muslims I fled to the land I found, meet me in the next 15 minutes for an ass-kicking.
You know, so what's your first and last name?
My first name is Sarah, S-A-R-A-H. Last name is Thorne, that was not my birth name. I have a very Arabic last name, and it's Sarah Muhammad stuff. I'm just not gonna say it. There's no letters in the English language, I guess, to write my birth last name. What brought me here is that I found home in America, and I would really hate it if the values that made me find America as my home would be destroyed. So I'm with the Trump campaign, I'm with the Republican campaign. Keep the people out of America, that that would change America for what we love it for. And Milo's just another part of that, and this is why I'm here to support him.
Yeah. And what country did you flee, and why did you flee it?
Kuwait. I was married, and my ex, my very Muslim husband, told me that I didn't need to go to college because my degree didn't mean anything, because I didn't, it wouldn't matter.
Wow.
I didn't stick with that. I'm in college now. I think what gave me the courage to get out of there is, I would say, the internet, because When I was a kid, I didn't know there was another option. But then, you know, we got global, and I was able to learn to see other cultures through the eyes of streamers, not just through the eyes of movies. And I was mostly back then watching a lot of live streams. I was going through a phase of my life where home all day, that's all I'd watch is podcasts and live streams, and that was real people. And it made me think, like, there's a real place out there where people can just be people and not objects.
Yeah.
So I just came here. I took a first flight out, and for the first year and a half in America, I had nothing but a backpack, and I'm in college now. I don't think there's anything I could say for them to understand about something. If you want to learn about something, go and learn about it. You're more than welcome. You know, become a hostage in Saudi Arabia. Maybe that will teach you something. I just think the best way they could learn is to, if they want so bad to embrace that culture, to go into the culture and learn it from there, you know, instead of learning it from the comfort of their American couches and their American homes in front of their American TVs. They don't know what I experienced, and I don't think words would do it. They should just have to experience it. So Milo and I, in very different ways, had a very similar attitude at some point, which was literally, fuck it. That's it. I said, fuck it the day I left, and he said, fuck it the day he started. We both got a really good ending out of it. He got lots of fame and lots of fans after he said fuck it, and I got freedom after I said fuck it. I think it's very important because, honestly, people, I'm not going to blame people for being delusional about things they have not met or faced, but I feel like, in general, the group needs that wake-up call, and Milo does a great job at doing the wake-up call. He says the things that no one else wants to say, but we need to hear, such as, like, pointing out the threats that everyone's too afraid to point out. And, you know, someone might not come in and walk out thinking, oh, damn, Muslims are bad. But someone might come in and start thinking, well, you know, let me prove Milo wrong. And they go home and they find out that they can't prove him wrong because he was absolutely right about Muslims. And then that's how they learn. Like, when I came to America, and I didn't know about Western feminism before I came here. But when I came here, had little interaction, and then the whole refugees thing happened, and I saw feminists saying, well, you know, they're not bad people, bring them in. And my first reaction was, why do you hate me? Like, why are you doing this to me? And I felt personally attacked as a woman, because they're not putting in consideration what I'd go through. Like, I think that's like my answer to that.
Yeah, that's great.
I take it personal. I think, Western feminists, you know, if they really want to support Muslims, again, meet me in the next 15 years for an ass-kicking, because I'm taking it very personal if they show me that they really don't care about what I had to go through by welcoming my attackers into the place that I now call home.